Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody out there? Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. This is the Knucklehead, Steven. Wanted to congratulate everybody on sticking with me for this is the 10th episode. So congratulations, you've made it. My wife made it almost to it, what? We're at like 11 years now, so you've made it for 10 episodes. So feel sorry for her if in fact you do. Listen, hey, just real quick, we're on Instagram at Knucklehead Podcast. We are on Facebook at Unofficial Knucklehead. We're also on SoundCloud, added to Podbean this week. And obviously we're uploaded to YouTube. We are Unofficial Knucklehead Podcast. They're on YouTube as well. So follow us, subscribe, come find us there. So wanted to let everybody know too. We've got a couple guests coming up here in the next few weeks. One in particular, excited about having him here. He's a guy who's he's active duty military, owns a successful company here, and he's going to be getting it. We're going to be getting into a few things, almost current events to a certain extent, just because. Hey, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. You don't necessarily have to agree with all of it, but I'm sure if you have an opinion, you want to tell somebody about it. So anyway, Knucklehead Podcast is simply this. Everybody out there has made mistakes. Everybody out there has tried something and failed. Or maybe you've just observed. You've been on the sidelines and you've been watching. Let me tell you, you're not alone. You have that want to do more. You have that desire to actually go out there and accomplish something great with your life. Two things happen. You doubt yourself, or you look to that past experience as the reason why you can't move forward. And the reason why we let this the reason why we started this podcast is because everybody who's out there on the world of social or society in general, they're going to tell you exactly how awesome they are. Well, here at Knucklehead, what we do is we celebrate you making mistakes. We celebrate you being a little bit of an idiot. And you know what? That's okay. Because we start with that as the premise that nobody's got this all figured out. Some have it better figured out than others. There's no doubt about that. But we're all working towards something. So that brings me to today's topic. Listen, first it's friendships, okay? That's what we're talking about here today, friendships. Friendships are just the baseline of what? They're the baseline of every relationship that you've had start to finish, whether they're professional, they're personal, whether they're family, which qualifies into the personal component. But whenever I was growing up, I had a really good buddy of mine. He ended up joining something called a fraternity. Anybody there in college, and you know, don't raise your hand if this wasn't you. It's probably the person sitting next to you that they were part of that Greek system back whenever you were in college. You got fraternities, you've got sororities, you've got sometimes you've got athletic sororities, you've got and fraternities, you've got just groups of people who call themselves kind of a de facto fraternity. Let me tell you, my background was athletics. And little did I know is the fraternity system as we knew it would separate me from one of my friends. So this is a mistake that I made. I made the mistake of assuming that just because I was 18 years old and I was part of a football team at a major university here here in the U.S. It was in Nebraska. If I was part of a football team there and he was part of a fraternity there, that if they didn't want football players around, they didn't let them around. I mean, I went to a party one time and they kicked me out of the party because I was just part of the football team. Isn't that interesting? So I say all that to say that my first weekend in college, one of my best friends all throughout high school, my 4 years in high school were a little bit different. My dad had taken off halfway through, so I lived my last 2 years of high school with my buddies, right? And so my friends were more than just friends. I mean, they were brothers. You know, they were really good people. And you know what? and that hurt me. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. You got to be kidding me. You're going to choose this new group of guys that you're paying there for. You're paying. And what's happening is you're paying for that association and that friendship, and it's not working out. So, it's not that it's not working out. It's just that it's not coming together. And you're going to choose them over your buddies? That's messed up, man. The reason why I share that story with you is too often I hear people pre-qualify where they are in their life based off of a couple things. That first of all, they base it off of some exception, how they're special in the past, or they let a situation or a circumstance like what I experienced whenever I was going to college, and it soured my perception of people who are in fraternities or sororities or anything like that growing up. And I'll tell you what, that hampered my growth for a period of time. Yeah, learn from my mistakes. I mean, there's a role for, you know, the Greek system and how it actually ends up helping people. And there's a role for athletics and how that kind of mirrors the Greek system in itself. So, you know, my encouragement for you is don't let some stupid ass decision whenever you were in school or way back whenever you were younger continue to be the reason why you don't succeed. I let that happen. I was in a situation where, you know, we were having some meetings internally, and it was for a startup here and all, or just whatever. And you know, I didn't have a very high opinion of the person solely just because they were part of a fraternity. I mean, you talk about a stupid decision, just a stupid think. I mean, just the way that you think about, oh yeah, well this person, you know, obviously they don't have my best interest in mind, because they're interested in doing what fraternity guys do after they get out of college. So it's just, it was stupid. It was really, really stupid. And what I learned from that was every person, I mean, they may have some prejudices or some, you know, some thought processes about whatever, just based off of their past, doesn't mean that they're right. And just because you have it based off of your past doesn't mean that you're right either. Right, I'm going through a lot of changes right now, and it's awesome to see this kind of swelling, so to speak, of people who are self-employed. I mean, it's crazy. What did I read this stat? So veteran-owned businesses outnumbered, veteran-owned businesses numbered almost 4 million people. This is back in 2010. Their average receipts are higher than any other segmented demographic in the United States. Okay, so let me ask you a question. If we're just going to apply the logic that I just did, meaning you had an experience, you were really good with some really good friends with some people, they go out and they start a new relationship with somebody, that relationship all of a sudden starts to dissipate a little bit. Why would it help and benefit me or them to hold a grudge forever? I mean, that's the stupidest thing on the planet. These veteran-owned businesses, I mean, They obviously joined the military because they wanted to fight. They joined in the military because they wanted to win. They wanted to serve their country. And yet, if they held on to that angst or that reason why they wanted to fight, they wouldn't be out there serving other people the same way that they are owning businesses. And yeah, you heard me right. Owning businesses. They serve people. People serve people. If you own a business or you know somebody who runs a business, they're not the bad guy. They're out there putting their neck out on the line, trying to create income and opportunity for you to have a better life, a better future. You owe it to them to work your ass off. Or go out on your own and work your ass off and you start something if you want to make a difference in the world. Man, it fundamentally messed with me how one of my best friends throughout school, just picked another group instead of hanging out or instead of respecting the relationship we had. But that was just a stupid way to think about it. More often than not, parents out there, I've got two kids of my own, they're incredible, but parents, when it comes to sports and athletics, it's almost as if they want their kids to succeed so bad, and they dump so much money and time and energy into their kids being successful in sports, that the payoff in the end is really 100% up to the kid anyway. Now, there may be some intangible component about what you're looking to accomplish with your kid's sports, you know, journey. But if you're banking on them going pro, you're an idiot. That's all there is to it. It's just, I was looking at some stats. I mean, what is it? 0.0734% of the high school athletes, some 24 million high school athletes end up going pro. And yet, how much of your life, how much of our lives are spent, just going out there and devoting so much time and energy into our kids' athletic endeavors? The reason I say that is because the lack of character, the lack of morals and integrity that that you see in sports or society as a whole right now is predominantly for this reason right now. People are out there living pipe dreams. I mean, you gotta get real. And those friendships, those relationships out there that can seem flighty at times, you gotta give people some grace, you gotta give people some room, but you also gotta surround yourself with people who are performing. So, essentially, I'm gonna leave you with that. We're wrapped up here today. Remember, we talked about friendships. We talked about how you can be an idiot if you're not mature about those friendships. You can also embrace the fact that, you know what, you can learn from those mistakes and grow. Last thing, stop putting so much pressure on your kids. If you want them to go perform, then you go out there and you perform and watch them and talk to them about the importance and how incredible it is for them to go achieve levels of success. I think one of the greatest things I was ever told when it came to sports and my kids was, I think it was a survey that was done of kids between the ages of 8 to 16 or something like that. The thing that they hated the most about athletics was getting back in the car with their parents after everything was over. And that was a bitter pill to swallow, because there's been many times where I've watched my children play sports and forget that they're playing and they're having a blast and they're out there and they're chasing that kid's dream. And if they're good at it as they get a little bit older and they want to continue to pursue it, then there's a level of excellence that they can decide to take themselves to. So anyway, that's it, guys. Listen, we are on SoundCloud. We're on Podbean, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Check us out. We are Knucklehead Podcast. Nobody's out there perfect. Stop living in a world of filters and get yourself some wins. Make it happen. Have a great week. See ya.